Violence again swept Iraq today. Four members of a U.S. democracy group, including an American woman, died in an ambush in Baghdad. Workers from Hungary, Croatia, and Iraq also died when gunmen attacked their convoy. Elsewhere, a suicide car bomber in Baghdad killed at least 15 people. In Kirkuk, a suicide truck bomber killed at least 9 and wounded more than 30. This comes one day after a wave of attacks killed over 100 people, with the deadliest blast at a Baghdad university. More than 70 students and teachers died. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on how the university is coping.
Mustansiriya University is closed for 2 days of mourning for the students and teachers killed in yesterday's attack. But people were still coming to campus to find out if their friends, classmates or colleagues were among those caught in the deadly blasts. Sultan Saudi crunches carefully over shards of broken windows. He's come with Khadim Muhammad, the father of his friend Rafid, because he hasn't heard from Rafid since yesterday. They walk into a room filled with stacks of photos, ID cards, book bags and cell phones, all collected from the bomb site. Sultan said he searched for his friend in hospitals and now he's here.
He's my best friend. I've known him all my life. I heard there was an explosion at Mustansiriya University and I came to look for him. And his cell phone switched off. Maybe I'll find something of his here.
The older man shakes as they step over debris in the room. He says, I hope, my God, I hope there's nothing of his here. But then he begs for any sign that could tell him whether his son was alive or dead.
Please, any photo, anything. His name's Rafed Muhammad. He's in his fourth year, computer science.
There are similar scenes across the university grounds. This woman was looking for her husband. He wasn't a teacher or a student or a bus driver. He had a small stand outside the university where he sold candy and soda. She tells the staff she searched all the hospitals. He's not with the dead, she says, and he's not with the injured. He is very poor, she says. Many here blame the Iraqi National Police for failing to prevent yesterday's attack. Mohammed Jarani, a 25-year-old student, is sitting outside in one of the gardens. He says the police who stand guard here normally wait till all the students have left class for the day before pulling out.
I blame the security forces, the Iraqi National Police. If I counted from 2003 till now, there have been more than 20 explosions on this street. 6 months ago, there was an explosion in this same place. Yesterday, the police left their checkpoints early. There was a whole hour where the checkpoint wasn't guarded.
In his office, Taqi al-Musawi, the president of Mustansiriya, hands his guards American dollars to change into Iraqi dinars. He intends to take the money when he visits his injured students in the hospitals, and also to give money to the families of the dead. He says Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki failed to protect his university.
I blame all the Iraqi security forces and especially the Prime Minister himself, who promised that all the universities would be protected. And we're in constant contact with them to bring in more security for the university.
But some believe the university's ideology invited the attack. It's become stridently religious. Pictures of Shiite leaders, especially radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, hang from walls. A black flag, the symbol of Sadr's Mahdi army, flies from the school's main clock tower. The president's security guards are from the Mahdi army, as are guards from many other deans. They also guard some of the campus buildings. A professor at the university who asked to remain anonymous says he wasn't surprised by yesterday's attacks. He said a Shiite-dominated university will only provoke Sunni insurgents, Ba'athists and terrorists to kill students and teachers. Iraq's highest Shiite religious authority has offered to pay the medical bills of the injured students. Meanwhile, hospitals in Baghdad couldn't meet the demand for blood, and families of the injured appealed for donations on national television. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.